Pianist Hank Jones has had a long and varied career in jazz. Now, at age 79, Jones' most recent recording connects American jazz with West African musical traditions. The CD is Sara La, Hank Jones meets Sheik Tidiane Seck and the Mandinkas. Banning Air has our review.
When I lived in Mali and studied contemporary Mandinka music, also known as Manding music, my guitar teacher, Jelimadi Tunkara, was fond of saying, "Manding music and jazz, it's all the same thing." I always thought that was a bit too simple, but listening to the way Hank Jones blends his venerable jazz sensibility into traditional Manding tunes, I now understand what Jelimadi was driving at. Both styles place an absolute premium on improvisation, and in the free-flowing play of melodies and rhythms, they find common ground. Listen to the way Jones's piano emerges from the lineup. Jazz musicians have always enjoyed flirtations with Africa, its images, its rhythms. There are many examples of jazz tributes to the continent and of collaborations between jazz and African musicians. But Hank Jones is not just collaborating. On this recording, he is the only American player. He doesn't create Hank Jones compositions with African elements, but rather makes a place for himself within African musical frameworks. For most of his career, Jones has been a distinguished sideman, working with bandleaders from Benny Goodman to Miles Davis. Maybe that's why he shows such sensitivity here. But a lot of the credit for the great chemistry on Sara La goes to Sheik Tidiane Seck. Seck comes from Mali and was exposed to traditional Manding music from childhood. He went on to become a keyboard player in the Super Rail Band, pioneers of electric Manding dance pop. In the late 70s, Seck moved to Paris, where he witnessed an extraordinary era in which musicians from all over Africa came to Europe to hook up with Western counterparts of every stripe. Seck also arranged for and played with the great Malian singer Salif Keita, a groundbreaking African pop innovator. All this experience comes to bear here on Sara La, as Seck arranges and directs masters of the Manding balafone in Ngoni, a Fulani flutist, one of Guinea's best electric guitars, a number of singers and percussionists, and of course, Hank Jones. In addition, Seck blends in his own vintage-sounding Hammond B3 organ. The result is a rich, complex stew of old and new. Thank you. You could spend a long time identifying all the cultural elements in this music, and it would be time well spent because there's a lot here. But in the end, what makes this a great record is how emotionally true it is. Sarlat has convincing moments of joy and revelation, as well as brooding and melancholy. It really connects with the heart.
Banning Air reviewed Sarlat, Hank Jones meets Sheikh Tidiane Seck and the Mandinkas.